One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all these days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek? We seek the Lord our God. Do you seek him with all your heart? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your soul? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your mind? Amen. Lord, have mercy. Do you seek him with all your strength? Amen. Christ, have mercy. We take a moment of silence to breathe deeply and allow yourself to experience and know God's great loving mercy for you and for all of creation. And now let's declare our faith together with my baptismal verse. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. So we're going to read now, and we're going to just read from 1 Peter, 1 Peter 2, chapters 13, verses 13 to 17. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human authority, whether to the emperor as the supreme authority or to governors who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right. For it's God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people. Live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as God's slaves. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers, fear God, and honor the emperor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The preacher in me wants to unpack some of that, but we're not going to. But yes, it's an interesting passage. But God's slaves who know that we are truly free, it's something worth holding on to. And so let us pray. Let's pray for those who we know are in need in our world, in our lives, and in our community. Dear Lord, as we hear the news and we have confirmation of how unequal this life is, how those who have wealth and prosperity are better protected and better cared for, we think of those in our country who are in need, those who are at higher risk of dying and yet are being forced out to work. Perhaps they're linked because they have no other options. We think of those from our BAME community, again, as we hear today, the black Africans living in Britain have three times the likelihood to have die of this disease. We think of those on free school meals who are struggling to get access to use the vouchers in their local communities, restricted as they can be in movement. And we think of those parents who are making difficult decisions to go without food themselves so that their children can eat. We think of those living on the streets. We think of those whose family situation, whose circumstances have broken down to the point where there is no other option. We think of those who are suffering from ill mental health and wander and can't find structure. We think of those who relied on begging and no one has any cash anymore. We pray for those who we know, who we've seen in our lives, in our streets, who are hungry. And we pray for the rest of the world, Lord. We pray for those parts of the world where there is no safety net, no welfare, no NHS, no free public health care. We pray for those places where there's no job security, and we prefer those places that are really agricultural based, and harvests are going to go to waste, and food supply is going to struggle, and prices are going to go up, and we do not know the end of all of these, and we feel powerless within it, Lord. But we bring it to you, and we pray, and we trust, and we hope for a little bit of the not yet to come to break into the now, for you to reveal yourself and to work through your people, whether they're conscious or unconscious of it, to ease the suffering of those who are in need. As we live with increased anxiety, Lord, may we learn to take care of ourselves, but may we also realize that as your slaves, we find that care and that freedom in looking after others. We are restricted in what we can do physically, but give us wisdom in how we can help look after those in need. To pray, to call, to give, in whatever ways are appropriate. And we pray for those who we know who are struggling. We pray for those who are awaiting test results. We pray for those who are awaiting treatment, who are in the middle of treatment. And we pray for those who have experienced death and are grieving. We think of Andy and Gemma and Ava and the rest of the Owen family separated from them by an ocean. We think of the Elmers. We think of Rosemary Ware's family. We think of Noreen Ewan and Dr. Patel's wider family, and many more who I am maybe forgetting. We pray for those who are struggling with COVID, potentially at the very least at the minute. We think of Michelle and Mike trying to work from home while not well and looking after Finley and Harry, and we pray for them. We pray for recovery and healing and opportunities to find rest. We pray for the boys to just have a couple of good days where there's slightly less work. And we pray for the rest of the family wanting to help but not really being able to in the way that they would like. We pray for Verity, and we pray for her husband Paul at home, looking after her, and for all the anxiety that comes with it for the rest of the family, for Simon and Katrina. We pray for all of those. We heard from Simon yesterday that there's a 4-week waiting list at the crematorium, and that means 4 weeks of funerals. And we pray for all of those families who are grieving and who have lost and who can't mark it in perhaps the way they'd want. We pray for all of the ministers and celebrants who would be taking those services, and just the cumulative effect it can have on them and their psyches. We pray for protection, and we pray for the funeral directors, so busy and hard at work. For all this and so much more, Lord, we pray for for you to reveal yourself to us, for us to pay attention to those nudges and prompts of your spirit to participate in your life and your work, God, to end the rule of evil, of sin and death, and to bring life, love, mercy, and grace to all who need it. In these times, God, you are our hope, and let us all find that trust in you that we need. Amen. And so we say together, the St. Patrick's, or a version of it, breastplate, that is a canticle. Christ as a light illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks to me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all powerful. Christ is a light, Christ is a shield, Christ beside me on my left and my right. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.